It's time to talk Arizona Cardinals, and to do so, we bring in from Fox Sports 9:10 a.m. Mike Jarecki joining us from Phoenix, Arizona. And Mike, we thank you for joining us. Let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals. I think we're a little surprised here to look up and see the Cardinals with four straight wins, a 7-4 record. How do you feel about that football team?
Well, you know, they completely changed the roster. I mean, anytime you bring in a new general manager, even though he was here, now he has, you know, room to make some moves, and you hire a brand new head coach in Bruce Arians. Usually there's a lot of turnover, and I'm a little surprised that they have a 7 wins at this point in the season, but I got to give them credit. They have a really good defense. The special teams has been obviously one of the bright spots, and then the offense is starting to click right now. So I think this is what they envisioned when they brought in Carson Palmer and Bruce Arians, but a little surprising they are 7-4 after 11 games.
All right, let's talk about Carson Palmer, the NFC's Offensive Player of the Week, acquired in the offseason. They like his big arm. They like his big presence in the pocket. He's clearly benefited, Mike, from what the Cardinals want to do, and that's throw the football down the field. He's got some big receivers. Tell me how Carson has played.
You know, initially he was struggling. He had a lot of interceptions. He's played really well during this four-game winning streak. You know, his completion percentage is close to 70%. He's thrown 8 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions. And I think it was a matter of the Cardinals and Carson Palmer getting on the same page. I think they've simplified the game plan now for him. It was very complex early on, a tough offense to learn under Bruce Arians. So when he has a clean pocket, he's a rhythm quarterback. And when he's able to make the throws, he definitely can throw the deep ball. And you're starting to get Michael Floyd and Rob Houser involved in the passing game. So, again, early on he was getting pressured, kind of forcing things, didn't really understand the offense. But now he's a rhythm guy, and he looks a lot better.
Yeah, it really seems like the offensive line, Mike. I mean, we've all known about Fitzgerald, and as you say, Floyd is really becoming a major factor. But the offensive line early in the season, when I would watch a game, it was almost sieve-like. It has improved dramatically. What's been the difference?
Well, the first thing they did is they traded Levi Brown to Pittsburgh, one of their former first-round picks, and they acquired Bradley Solly. They actually claimed him off waivers before the season started. He was with the Indianapolis Colts last year. Young guy, you know, very, very quick on his feet. You know, not a guy that has a lot of power, but they've utilized the tight ends more now. They went out and got Jake Ballard off the free agent list, and he's more of a blocking tight end, 6'6", 275. So I think they've gone with more match protection using the 2 and 3 tight ends. And also the running backs have been asked to tip this year a little bit more than they have in the past. So it looks like they're going with mass protection, and they're able to throw the ball down the field now.
Has the combination of Ellington and Mendenhall been effective enough to make defenses at least feel like they have to respect the Cardinals' running game?
Well, early on, you know, Mendenhall, I thought he'd come off his best game of the year. He looked a lot quicker last week. And Ellington's just been a pleasant surprise getting him in the 6th round. But early on, though, you know, if you're going to run the ball, you know, 25, 30 times a game, I get the impression Mendenhall is more of a grunt guy, going to get the tough yards. And then Ellington, they like to use him in the passing game. Even though he hasn't caught a ton of passes, they'll put him in motion, kind of like a Darren Sproles type. The thing with the Cardinals is they don't want to wear him down. They're hoping he can gain 10 pounds in the offseason, referring to Ellington. But right now, you know, with Ellington's speed and Mendenhall's toughness inside the tackles, they feel like they got a good 1-2 punch at the running back position.
Hey, Mike, we had a taste of Todd Bowles last year. He was here and at one point the defensive coordinator. Never really got a feel for what his defensive philosophy was thrown into a very tough situation. Describe the Arizona defense. I know they're fast to the football. I know they're relentless. I know they're very good in all facets.
The difference is under Todd Bowles, he's asking the defensive lineman now to rush up the field. When Ray Horton was here, you know, with Darnell Dockett and Calais Campbell, they were asked more to kind of occupy space and let the linebackers shoot the gap. And I got to be honest, picking up John Abraham, you know, a day before training camp, re-signing Carlos Dansby, who was released in Miami, and then bringing in Matt Shaughnessy from the Oakland Raiders, that's really solidified the front seven. And then you throw in Darrell Washington, who's one of the quickest linebackers, if not the quickest linebacker in football. It allows them to do so many different things. And even though on paper it says the Cardinals blitz more than any other team, it's more about Todd Bowles bringing pressure from every angle. Tyrann Mathieu blitzes, Jeremiah Bell blitzes. So they're a very attacking defense, and they're very good in the open field when it comes to tackling.
Mike, do you see this as a team that is, in fact, for real?
You know, I still don't think they've peaked yet. I think they put themselves in a position to make a run, but now the schedule gets a little bit tougher. Obviously, beating the Colts, they got to go on the road to Philadelphia. You know, then they got to come back here and play some division games against the Rams and Seahawks and Niners. So I think we'll know more in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. We're really looking forward to it. Mike Jarecki, we thank you so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you, Dave.